Welcome back to our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is session 59 with the players Richard, Sharon, and Jameis. Chris was unable to attend for this one. Well, folks, this game was recorded in February 13th of 2016. Today is July 17th of 2016, and we just recorded the last episode of our Deadlands game, wrapping up the Flood adventure we've been slogging through for almost 4 years now. This game started back on October 2nd, 2012, and has ran for 65 total sessions of about 3 to 4 hours apiece. Of course, in the podcast feed, I've broken these sessions up into parts 1 and 2 for the most part, so that total session count is nearly doubled for you listeners. Tonight, we bring you session 59, part 1, and I'll try and drop each episode into the feed every Monday until you folks have the entire game as well. We're going to have a postmortem discussing the game, and that'll be recorded and posted into the feed. This train is quickly coming to the station, folks. Hold tight and enjoy this episode.
So this will go as long as my voice holds out.
So 3 minutes later.
It's doing all right.
No, it's doing okay. It's just a little scratchy. And there is a legend chip in the bag now. So if somebody draws it, good stuff.
It's you. You've drawn it. You get a point of XP. Grimes levels up.
Yeah, he can draw it, but he doesn't get that. If we do draw, we want to try and keep it and don't spend it because then we get extra XP at the end of the session.
I'm going to apologize in advance if I sound a little scratchy. I got a throat thingy going on.
You too, huh?
Yeah.
Tis the season. All right, so we are back with session 59 to our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. Tonight we are joined with Weematai, being played by various of the players. Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
This is Sharon. I'll be playing Dr. Sarah Beauchamp. My adventure cards this evening are Catnap. Play when a character has at least half an hour of undisturbed downtime to restore a character as if she had a full night's rest. Restores all... power points, and removes all fatigue. Spill the beans. The subject of your questioning tells you everything you want to know, whether by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force. Last stand. Your hero and any adjacent allies gain +2 parry and toughness. Allies who move into contact after the card is played gain the bonus as well. The effect ends when a joker is dealt. Rally. Play to cause all allies in sight or hearing to immediately lose their shaken status. And second wind, play on your hero to automatically remove all wounds sustained this combat, but not crippling injuries. If shaken, unshake as well.
All right, and Luke Villeneuve as played by...
This is Jameis playing Luke Villeneuve. He's just a scar, you know? what cards do I have? Bullseye, double the total of a successful ranged attack. Surprising riposte. Interrupt go when you want in combat. Love interest, the card we all like to play for fun. Renown, after doing a good deed, you get a bonus towards those of you, and you shall not pass. Get a +2 to all damage and attack rolls, as long as you don't move and isn't shaken.
And last, but not certainly least for his minority status, is Yong Zhanlu.
Probably more Chinese-born American-born Chinese people in America at the moment than Canadians. So I think there's another minority. It's Jean-Jean-Lou, who is a poor, simple, humble martial artist and has exciting cards such as Ace, get a raise, make no mistake, nobody can soak. Enemy, play at the beginning and do a thing which nobody really wants because... that card. Nobody wants an enemy, do they? Nope. Good. Unexpected insight. Learn a weakness of a creature. Rise up, rise up. If we would be surprised, we're not. And hot iron and whiskey. If you're wounded and have suffering a wound, play this card. You're no longer wounded, but you are uglier. Or scarred, I should say.
And in last session, what happened?
Gremlins! All over the place. Loads of them being summoned by Ibn Faisal somebody or other.
And we put Eddie in the bookstore and we still haven't picked him out.
Yep. No, I should have.
As if you haven't noticed, we don't have a Chris with us today.
Conveniently absent. Mm-mm-mm. All those real-world family obligations getting rid of your, you know, in the way of your fantasy gaming.
Yep. So, yeah, we went to the hotel in the Rat District, the Bitterman Hotel? Mm-hmm. Bitterman?
Bitterman? I thought it was Bitterman.
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 Okay. Well, that hotel begins with a B. And there we found lots of people who were kind of destitute, but really had nowhere else to go, and some people took pity on them. Wasn't me.
Guilty as charged.
Poor little orphan Annie, or whatever her name was, who everybody, or Sarah, went, oh no, must save.
I think his name was Tina.
Yes.
Strangely enough, I didn't note down the orphan's name.
Right. Sharon, you have anything to add?
No, basically, that pretty much covers it. They're not quite destitute. They're more along the lines of a street family, in a sense. And I took pity on some of them and basically hired a lot of them to... Well, hired two of them to basically... One traveled... act as a guide going up the stairs so we could meet... Faisal ibn Simkir, if I'm pronouncing that right, and another one who's just cute, and so I took pity on her as well. But when we went up the stairs, there was if I remember correctly, there were some lots of debris.
It felt like a D&D in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah, it was basically debris, corridors, lots of stuff laying around, and we found what looked to be, if I remember correctly, some sort of like dissecting table with one of these creatures splayed up open on it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to add stuff?
We also found the camera, which enabled one to summon the gremlins from an alternative dimension, as well as another one which captured them on film, and they were attracted by a device thing that appealed to their tinkerish nature, which we stopped, and so we captured all the gremlins that were running around. So we set the town free in order to gentrify the area and push the poor people out, because we're heroes.
Exactly.
And we also found telegrams, which kind of pointed us towards, oh, I was going to say Nevada.
No, West Virginia.
Virginia, yeah. City.
Virginia City.
Virginia City.
We sent a message on ahead to the Van Dort agency in Virginia City saying, hey, look up some details for us and we'll be there.
Yes. Soon. And let us pick up there. So you had just sent off your telegram message and you spent some time, I believe you were acquiring the Bitterman and getting it all signed over to the squatters there. And you had decided that you were going to go ahead and, since Virginia City is on the way to Desiree, stop in after sending off a telegram. So you guys are staying in your hotel, getting packed up, ready to go. And your knock at your door, room service, we have a message sent over from the telegram office.
Okay.
All right. There's a young man there with a silver tray held out, and there's a folded over message on the tray.
Okay.
I'll take it. Say thank you and shut the door in his face.
Wow.
Yes, you hear some mumbling. Perhaps you hear the word cheapskate, foreign bastard. Yep. Yeah.
Dang Canadians.
Right. It's a quick message jotted down by the telegrapher in town saying that he cannot reach Virginia City. It seems the telegraph lines are down.
That's not good. Let's go ask him how far he can reach.
Okay.
I mentioned this just sort of open. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not asking Bert to sell us the answer because there's no way he would know. So I just sort of mentioned, we should probably find out whereabouts the lines go down. Is it just outside Virginia City? That's rather suspicious, or... somewhere along the way where the ghost has been possibly destroying everything in his wake.
easy enough to find out.
Yep. We stand here and do nothing. Are we all packed up? Are we all packed up?
Yeah, you were all packing while you when this came.
Yep. Guess we'll head on out.
All right. Telegrapher's office?
On the way to the station, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty much right next to the station, since they also receive a lot of mail there that ends up having to be relayed out to telegram. All right, so older guy behind the telegrapher station that you saw earlier, just a few hours ago, says, "Oh, you got my message. Real sorry about that. We tried several times, but couldn't get through to Virginia City. Funny thing, got a few more messages in the queue here, and nothing seems to be able to make it back east much at all. We're able to go through Shanfan and down southwards just fine, but it looks like lines are down going eastwards."
So how far can you get?
Well, I haven't tried all the major trunks, but, he takes a look at the map. He says, he invites you back to the office to take a look here. And it's basically, it's a map of the coast, what you're seeing here. And they've got laid over the map as the telegraphy lines. And he says, well, but essentially, it looks like everything along the route, you guys are all seeing the map here.
Yep.
Okay. So right along the train route here, so from Shanfan coming up to Virginia City, he says somewhere just outside of Shanfan, Placeville right here, we can get a telegrapher station to, but nothing else along the lines can we get a station to. Most of the telegraph lines do parallel the rail lines.
Yeah.
Yep. And so he can go south, so he can go down along the train tracks this way. But everything going eastwards along this line seemed to be down. And so it could be any length on here. Like if there's a length drop between, say, here and Virginia City, he's not going to be able to get anything past Virginia City either.
Is someone looking into this, or is it just us? Are those things we'll get to eventually?
Here's the first message I had to send out today. So just now noticed the problem. We're going to dispatch someone else on the next train out. He takes a look over the clock, which is about half an hour from now. So we'll know something whenever that train line passes through.
Yeah, we'll plan on catching that train ourselves. So, see what happens.
He tips his hat at you, and he refunds you your money since he couldn't get his message through.
Donata. Yeah, like I'm worried about the whole dollar it took to send a telegram.
Throws it in the tip jar.
Pretty much.
It's a new thing I'm starting, Sonny. You put out this jar that says tips on it, and people give you money. At least that's my hope. Well, let's put these coins in there. We'll call that seed money.
Yeah.
If other people see you throwing money in there, they're more likely to throw it in, right?
Yep, that's the idea.
Right.
So anyway, you're
at the train station now, and the next train is next train to Shanfan, which is what you need to catch, is out in half an hour, and then from Shanfan, it's an immediate connection up through going towards Virginia City, going towards Desiree. So you'll have just a very quick stopover in Shanfan to basically have your car switched over to the new engine and off on your way.
Okay, excellent.
Pretty busy, pretty bustling train station today. So you're waiting while you're having your private car loaded on, which looks good because you doubt you could get a first class carriage at this point. There are many, many people boarding upon this train. But unless you guys have anything special you want to do, the train line to Shanfan is fast.
People are going into Shanfan now.
Yes.
Again, now that it is all settled down.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yep. Okay. I'm sure you've been keeping up on the news with it. Shanfan is actually doing better than they have in quite a while. They've opened up to even more business interests. Apparently, with the urban destruction that happened, there was a fair amount of money pumped into Shanfan for urban renewal. Not surprisingly, some of the worst sections of Shanfan have been gentrified. have brought back into use. Reading between the lines, it means that a lot of the less well-to-do people in Shanfan have probably been pushed out of Shanfan.
Now, where's Imprenorda looking after the little people? Very disappointed in them.
Who knows? Who knows? But you're now in the crowded train station of Shanfan as they once again are hooking up your train, your car, your private car, to the next length of train section. And, you're given a half hour to stretch your legs, whatnot. The boarders heading out to Virginia City and all points east. There are fewer of them. Most of them look very well-to-do. Most of the cars in this train are all first-class passenger. You know, this is a more upscale ride in this one. I mean, they do still have your mail caboose and everything else. And towards the back, they've got a couple of cars for you're not as high-paying customers. But this is a business line. Lots of important people travel along this one. Important enough that there are guards, more so than you saw on the one coming down this way, where there was one or two armed employees of the rail line you saw around. This one actually has soldiers stationed here and there, a lot more protection. But unless you guys have anything you want to do, it does. You've got your own private car, so you don't have to interact with anyone. Although the soldiers do go over your car just to make sure that there's no explosives, nothing that could cause the rest of the train any issue.
They confiscate Eddie. That's why he's not with us.
Eddie's passed out in the back of your.
Yeah. Given that there are a lot of professionals or sort of first class people, they probably would have wanted to send telegrams as well. And I will ask them if they know when it went out or heard anything about it or have heard rumors or know where there are dragons anywhere or anything like that.
Just right. Subtly put that in there, I see.
Yeah. All right, yeah. You accost a well-dressed man who's chomping on a cigar, looking at his stopwatch. He says, "Damnedest thing, I can't get my stock reports. I've sent them off and getting nothing. Must be the telegraph lines are down."
Mm. You've heard nothing about them? I mean, I'm asking everywhere, hey, have you heard anything about these down telegraph lines? So this guy is not telling me anything new unless...
Right, exactly. He's just like one of many that you speak to. Yeah. And
they're all much the same, are they? Yeah. Nope. Yeah. That's great.
And it had to have happened within, just the last day or so because, there hadn't been any report until almost a day ago of people really starting to come in with, hasn't gotten through.
Hmm. I would like to, if I can, sort of find the people who will be looking into the telegraph line and sort of schmooze with them a bit so that when the time comes for them to investigate and we find out something's gone horrendously wrong, they'll get in touch with us.
Okay. Are you talking to passengers or are you talking to, like, some train officials?
Train officials, because they'll be the... Well, it's the people who's going to be looking after the telegraph wires, and it's not going to be the passengers.
You going to flash any badges or intimate that you're with anyone?
Sure. Why not? Man,
do you have any people skills?
No. Don't be silly.
All right. I still haven't got you. Well, give me an untrained role then, as you...
Does Outsider count for this?
Yes, Outsider most definitely counts for this.
Okay, minus another minus two modifier. Dun, dun. This is never going to be anything. Keep away from us, you filthy, filthy people.
Roll to one. Basically, people just, they hear you out, but no one's making it noncommittal as to, they don't really. But what badge do you flash?
Van Dorn.
Yeah, okay, that's enough to keep their interest, but, you definitely get the opinion that you're not going to be the first person they come to.
Oh, well.
But, they hear you out. They hear you out. Yeah. You'll be remembered that you were asking such things.
And I'll be the first one. So, you knew about the breakage, eh? Hmm.
There's a foreigner on board asking all kinds of questions about the telegraph lines.
Yeah.
Anyone else got anything? Huh? All right. So, train goes along its way then, and you're hooked up and you've got... a good leg travel between here and Virginia City, although this is a pretty fast train, no stops in between. This one's loaded up with coal, and it's keeps a separate car of water for the boiler, so it doesn't need to make any stops. Placeville is not along its line. So, yeah, straight shot. And late afternoon, you enter Virginia City. Virginia City, by the way, is a very large city. It is actually famed because of the Comstock Lode, which is a large gold and silver mining area. So Virginia City is another reason why this train is filled with so many business persons and people of affluence and wealth, is because Virginia City is a very wealthy, large city. So yes, be prepared for outrageous prices.
All right.
So you guys roll into town and you notice the, of course, as in most large train depots, the telegrapher's office is right here in the train station as well.
Yeah. All right, fine. We're in Virginia City, right?
Yeah, you're in Virginia City. It takes most of the day to
ask about the telegrams and sort of like, oh, so we're going to have trouble. Do you want to come with Sierra in case someone actually needs to do some face talking?
Yes, I'm actually going to go. I wanted to check out the telegraph office.
Mm.
All right. Before you really say anything, you step up to the office. The guy's just kind of doesn't even look up as he's tapping out something on his telegraph. And he points up to the sign, which has got the cost per word out. And he just keeps shaking his head. He looks up to you and says, sorry, folks. And he puts down a sign that says closed. He says, lines seem to be down. I can't get anything out.
You can't get anything out in either direction?
No, sir. We lost communications yesterday going back west, and I can't hail anything upwards the track now. Must be some major lines down. Sorry. He looks behind you at the light queued in the people queue line. He's like, sorry, folks, lines are down. Can't get anything through. We had them back there for a moment, but seems like they're down again. People align, you know, start cursing. It's like, you're costing me hundreds of dollars.
Huh.
All right, right.
I step away from the window.
Yeah, because he wants to avoid confronting anyone. You know, he slams down the the window so no one else can talk to him, and you hear the deadbolts being thrown on the doors.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm just had a suspicion of. So we didn't see anything unusual rampaging the countryside when we came in.
No, nothing unusual. Although I tell you what, since you would know kind of what to look for, you being Luke, ahead and I will let you make me a notice roll while you were in the train, kind of look it out.
I notice barely.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. Four is not going to be enough. Okay. I mean, definitely you didn't notice anything odd, but you also didn't notice anything wrong with the telegraphy lines.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh, well, what can I do? There's no sort of... Can I access the telegraphy lines?
Well, I mean, you can see them. They're run along posts, usually aside the train lines, because they lay them as they go. So, I mean, you can see right there where it comes out of the hut, heads up onto the line, and starts going out along the tracks. Are paralleling the tracks, I could say. So, yeah, I mean, anyone can get to them. It's not like they're guarded or anything.
I just wanted to, I don't know if I can actually, but I just wanted to check to see if there was actually, they were working at all. Or was it like the entire line is just straight, not even a signal can pass through the lines?
Doing this right here in the middle of a very public place is probably not the best thing to do, but if you wanted to.
I'm a foreigner. I do foreign things.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Go ahead and first of all, make me a mechanics roll there. So crafting
barely.
Pair four. The wire's alive. I mean, you can tell that just by you take a screwdriver out of your pouch and just kind of thump it on the line. You know, small spark.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's energized.
Okay. For some reason, I had this odd suspicion that maybe we weren't actually having any electricity working around here.
Wait. They're energized?
Yeah, when they...
When they tap out their thing, it shoots off it's a small electrical charge. It gets carried along the line, and it's an interruption of the charge that causes the ... So apparently someone inside is still trying to send out messages because you're getting, there's energy on the line.
Okay. Odd. Well, here you go. I can't think of anything amazing that I want to do right this second.
So some people around you do notice that you're, tapping the line with a screwdriver, but you're kind of nonchalant about it. And
yeah. That's what happens when you're a Canadian. Get out of these things. So was there anything we're particularly wanting to do while we're here? Or?
Well, you do have something to look into.
That's for yep. Sure. Do we remember what that is?
Well, if there is a Vandoran agency thing here. Wait. Did they even receive the telegram?
They did not.
No. Well, then let's go and see if they are here. Then I guess those people who we... Whoever they are.
Sure. Never being in Virginia City before, and as I said, it's a really large city. You do notice that there are a lot of youngsters going around selling... copies of You Are Here, Ways Around Town.
Where the stuff. I will exactly. buy one.
Yeah.
I will just buy one.
So yeah,
you grab wait to the stars. See the stars here.
Yeah. Yep. Grab a map from a kid who quickly pockets your money and goes on. So this Virginia City is it's a town that's laid out along a grid pattern. This is a city that grew up around the gold and silver mining and support of it in the area. So it was definitely a planned city. So it's actually very easy to find your way around since there really aren't a lot in the way of back roads or anything. It's all laid out on a grid. And yes, indeed, you are able to find a key to the map there, and you find where the Vandoran agency has an office here, which you knew they did. You just didn't know exactly where it was. So there you are. And so it's a point of reference again. This is late in the afternoon. You've got a couple hours or so until the sun starts going down.
Are we planning on staying here for a while? Should we get a room for the night?
If we are staying here, we need to get our thing disconnected from the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have
I realize this is really highly technical talk, but yeah.
Yeah. What time, if we left our car connected to where it's at now, what time is it, what time will it leave?
Well, it will leave in half an hour. You're going to need to have it disconnected to pretty much do anything in town.
Yeah, if we want to try to do anything, we have to get it disconnected. Otherwise, the only thing we could do is hire somebody to hand deliver things to the Vandoran agency. Do we want to disconnect it?
If there's stuff here in town we want to do, because we want to try and find this what's-namey street.
Looking at the train schedule, so the next one that goes out is half an hour, and that gives the train enough time to basically load up on coal and water and head out. These trains are meant to, these are the business lines. They move fast. The next one out, though, there is another one going out this evening around 6 o'clock, which is a couple hours. So you've got about 3 hours.
And the one to
catch the next one.
And the one after that is the next day.
Yes.
Okay. Let's disconnect. Let's have our car disconnected.
All right. You give the order and they'll berth it for you. Give them at least half an hour notice with the next car you need them to connect it to, and they're fine. Okay. And you can leave Eddie aboard, who is
he's probably engrossed in some book.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Eddie will be our watch, Eddie.
Yeah. Yep. Which is fair. I mean, they won't let like a whole bunch of people stay in the car overnight, but Eddie could be your train bull, essentially your guard for your private car. And so they don't have any issue leaving somebody on board for that.
And whenever anyone comes, you can just growl at them and they'll leave them alone.
All right. So you're going to head over to the Van Doren's agency here? Okay.
Surprise.
it's a one story affair here in the good part of town, or the middle of town, I should say. Pretty much everything in Virginia City looks, quote, good part of town. It is, they upkeep it just phenomenally well. The storefronts are very clean. And the streets are kept, you know, you don't see trash anywhere. I mean, you hardly see anyone around that doesn't seem like they're dressed very well. And those that are dressed less well still look like they're in, you know, at least last year's fashions. This is, again, seems to be a pretty modern city out here on the just off the coast of California. Again, everything is very neat, very orderly, laid out in the grid pattern. The Van Dorens have an agency here, a nice big glass window proclaiming Van Doren agency, along with you know, they're basically what they do. they've got their whole the menu of prices out front as well. They even look for lost pets. Look at that.
This is what Drago's not lost. He's with me.
Right. All right.
Go in and say hi.
Come in. It's a pretty busy office. You see several young men that are running around, coming in and out of the doors, carrying messages here and there. There's an older guy, very nice waistcoat, looking at a pocket watch. He's got a bowler hat on, big red mustache, kind of like a handlebar mustache. And he seems to be surveying the domain as you walk in. There's a big chalkboard behind him, and he's apparently they're working five or six cases, and he's got marks being checked off as people bringing in information. Going out with information.
Now, if there were PCs, I'd get this done in a day.
All right, some new customers. Step right up. He kind of motions you with his cane.
greeting. No, we are customers. We're fellow investigators.
Oh, well, I'm Mr. Murphy. I'm the head of this little satellite. And he sticks his hand out. So who am I addressing?
I'm Luke Villeneuve. This is Dr. Sarah Beauchamp. And here with us, Young Jung Lee and Wimitai from the... Which adventure is this, from the Indian Nation or just...
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He takes his bowler hat off as he's introduced to the women. It's a very charming, yet large, blustery individual. He says, well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask for your identifications.
I've showed him mine, so I look at the other two. Actually, is Wimitai, did she join us or not? I don't think
no.
so.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Light show identification.
Now, after he notices that, you know, at least half of you start flashing ID, he's fine with it. He waves the rest of you off. He says, well, what can we do for you at our Virginia City office?
We're looking into the matter of some telegrams we're tracing down. In particular, we have this address here. We're hoping might be in the Virginia City, and we wanted to look into it. It is... I snap my fingers.
Yeah, so you tell him the address. He flips the chalkboard over. It's on a frame, and so he flips it over on the other side, which has got a map of the area. He's got lots of pins in it. Such. He looks at the address. He's like, oh, and you notice that it's got a blue. The pin that's in it has a blue head there. He says, "Gah." He looks around the room for a minute. He says, "Ah, best we talk about this in my office. Come on back this way." He takes you off into a door, a small room that he can close the door on. He pulls down the draw of the, you know, to give you a little bit more privacy in there. So that there's marked off as an agency safe house.
Ah. Well, we are currently helping the agency with some of their inquiries. So what do you know about this place?
Well, he goes to a big file drawer and starts reading through it, pulls out a file and lays it down on the desk for you guys to look at. And he says, let's see here. That there, that's Virgil's place. He says, give me just a second. GM's got to get to that place in the module.
Anyone else if you want to jump in? I'm just winking to see.
No, I'm happy with you.
Yeah. It's a 2.5-story brownstone located in the upper middle income areas of the Virginia City. Got a half basement. He's just rattling this off from his memory. I think the front is a fabric emporium. Yes, right. Virgil's Fabric Emporium. He sells materials from all over there. Lots of very, very fashionable with the ladies of the district. That's the front they use.
Yeah. Have you heard from Virgil recently? I don't know if you keep in touch or not.
Oh, we don't really have that great relation with the agency around here. I'm glad to hear that we've got something working. You say that you're helping them out, huh?
Yeah, we're sort of back over in the east, but we've sort of got the agency and us and the Texas Rangers are coming together for – there's some matters out east that we're having to deal with. It's easier if there's the three of us joining forces against it. Tells you about the scale of the thing we're dealing with here, that all three of us need to join forces against it.
Well, it's about time, I say. You know, it's always difficult holding on to information, and if we could all share like for like, yeah, we get a lot better things done, I think. So says me. He slaps you on the back of the shoulders. Well, he lets you. He'll give you the room to look over what information they have. Not a lot there. We haven't had a lot to do with Virgil. Occasionally, he's come in and have us do a few small jobs that, apparently beneath the agency. So we've helped him out here and there.
I don't think we need to take up too much more of your time. We'll just probably go there and directly talk to him. But I was just wondering, though, the telegraph being down. Have you guys looked into any of that?
Oh, no. Sure haven't. We don't use it all that much. Pony Express, much safer. Telephone lines easily tapped, you know.
Yes. You're going to be quite sure he's listening in.
Yes.
Thinks back to the times he's listened in on the telegraph files.
As well, Van Doren's, we keep a set of rooms upstairs. If you want to go along the stairs out back, you'll find some keys there in that desk. He points at the desk the folder is laying on. You're welcome to take a room while you're in town.
Oh, thank you, Connie. At the moment, we just want to have a quick check-in with Virgil and make sure there's nothing happening there with the leads that we're following. Otherwise, we might need to depart for some other matters we're dealing with over in Desiree.
Well, sure thing. If you need any runners, he points at a bunch of the kids that are going around, or if you need some men with guns, just let me know. I'll give you what help I can.
And hopefully not, but you never can tell. Thank you anyway.
All right, so you're left alone inside. Basically, this is the office that keeps all their paperwork and case materials.
I'm not sure we care. Do I look around? Does any of us care about this? Or we just want to go straight to Virgil's?
What exactly would we want to find from here?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Well, in the folder that he laid out in front of you, I mean, you basically have a floor layout of what Virgil's place looks like, which might be useful.
Yeah.
The lower part is the store, which is Virgil's Cloth Emporium. He seems to have a half basement beneath and another floor above, which is his living area. There is a set of stairs that goes along the outside of the building to get to the second floor.
I don't suppose there's anything in there about if you need to talk to Virgil, this is the procedure protocol you have to follow?
Nope. They don't have any protocol information. They just, looking at the agency reports on it, Virgil's place is just a safe house when the agents need to get some people, to keep some people anonymous, or if they need a place to keep their agents, that's what it's for. It's not really anything special other than that.
Is there a main agency in town?
The agency, as far as Van Doren's or most anyone knows, they're kind of a secret organization. I mean, they don't have very public buildings anywhere. You have people have rumors that certain buildings belong to the agency, etc., but there's nothing public. You know, remember, the agency don't work for the public good, per se. You know, they're not for the public to hire and use.
Okay, I was just wondering in case we do want to. So, yeah, is there anything here we care about? Or look at the other three? Other than we've now got a map of the area, so.
No, I mean, I think we should just take the map and go, or find out if he's working on anything particularly interesting.
Well, I don't know if we need to take the map. I can just quickly make a copy of it.
Yeah.
I do so.
Yep.
If somebody was sending a package that would just go by rail, would it?
Most likely. Unless, as I said, they're using the Pony Express, which is totally different tracks.
But the Pony Express would not be faster than the rail, though.
Not necessarily, but sometimes they're more secure because trains do get robbed. Telegraph lines can be tapped. Pony Express are, well...
And also, they can go where the trains can't a lot easier as well.
Yeah, it's one thing. And the other thing is they're fairly anonymous because they don't ride around on horses that say Pony Express, you know. So if you want something to keep it private to be moved around or something that needs to be more secure, you're not going to use a train and you're not going to use a telegraph.
All right. Do we still have those telegrams?
I would imagine so.
Okay, so... Can we should. Order them again? With the thing coming to or from Virgil?
From, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember. He said, hey, don't open the package the grandfather sent.
The second telegram is from Virgil Constance in Virginia City. So it's from Virgil to someone. That's the Willow Virgil will father receive grandpa's not away. That's the code, which is receive grandpa's gift. Advise father not to panic. Will await his arrival. Virgil 12 Sycamore Street.
Right. So he got the gift, whatever it was, here. All right. Okay. So he wouldn't have needed to send it out. So it's probably still here somewhere. Whatever it is. Or at least not that we've heard of.
Should we go and see Virgil and kick this off?
I suppose that given that it is a agency thing and it is heading, this is how you would have to head to Desiree.
Yeah, you would. If you're going by train, you would have to go through.
Then it's possible that...
if you're the ghost, you may be doing other things.
Well, I do not see why. But yeah.
I don't think the ghost will be taking a train.
Why?
He possibly wants to keep a bit more subtle. Well, we can ask around and see if anyone's
going by train.
Well, if he's sort of down with all those problems in his life and everything, he may not want to be around people.
You can be alone in a crowded room.
And as you've also seen yourself, you could always have hired a private car. So he could have been alone.
Well, we
can also ask and see if anyone's come across anyone resembling that person. So, to Woolworth?
To that place with the things, what we were talking about.
Virgil's Fabric Emporium?
Yes, to Virgil's.
All right. Ooh,
I wonder if I could get a nice dragon robe again. This one is looking slightly shabby.
All right, so Virgil's Fabric Emporium is right as was pointed out in the upper middle income area of Virginia City, which is essentially just off the center of town. So it's on a fairly busy street. The Emporium opens right on to one of the main streets. It has a closed sign in the window. You do notice that there are a fair number of ladies that are looking through the window, kind of peering in. Some of them are looking at their watches, talking amongst each other.
Perhaps the lady would like to go mingle and see what that's about before us gentlemen stroll in there.
I will definitely go over there and stroll it. It's closed, but are there samples in the windows?
Or? There are, and that seems to be what the ladies are talking about.
You want to take Weimatai with you?
Sure, I'll take Weimatai with me. Is it something actually spectacular to look at, or is he just late opening?
So, you know, you walk over and you hear them talking about, well, look, he's got some new fabrics in. And they're pointing out laid across, you know, in a very tasteful display are some very colorful silks and other more expensive type of fabrics that are laid out in the windows. In this one particular window, this has got like a four large window display area. One of them has like a nice gentleman's suit put up on a dummy, and next to it is a woman's dummy that's also laid out with a very nice dress. You know, so the women are oohing ahhing over the new fabrics that are being displayed as you walk up.
Huh. Okay. And it's closed. Does you have hours of operation listed?
You seem to be looking. One of the ladies say, "Oh, he's closed. It's been closed since yesterday. We're not sure. He's never been closed this long before."
Oh, that is unfortunate. He's got some very nice articles.
Yeah, he just got a new shipment in, and well, he's been closed since.
Oh, okay. And he's been closed. He's closed yesterday and today as well.
Yeah, we're hoping that he opens soon. One of the ladies says, "I passed by three times today, and I haven't seen anyone moving around in there."
Oh.
I'm one of his better customers.
Well, I hope he hasn't, like, had an accident or something.
One of the other ladies says, "Well, if he has, he's got several employees around there. People coming and going all the time back there, helping out Virgil. I mean, it's unlikely that if the poor man had a medical condition, he's just laying in there."
Yes. Oh, have you seen any of his employees?
The same kind of woman that said she was the best, one of his best customers says, "I haven't seen anyone move in there, not since this morning."
Oh.
"You know, I have a very important function to be at tomorrow, and I needed a new hat and some new cloth and brocade to go with it." You know, and she speaks kind of loudly as if she's speaking to someone that might be just like on the other side of the door. "There are other places I could shop."
My. Okay, but you said you saw someone moving around in there today?
Oh, no, I haven't seen anyone moving around in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, no one's moving in around. Huh. Well, maybe I'll see if I can find out anything.
One of the other ladies shakes her head. "Oh, I've already tried that, Missy. I brought by a nice peach cobbler, went up the stairs." She points to the stairs that are along the side. "Knocked on his door, and I didn't even get so much as an answer."
Well, maybe perhaps peach cobbler isn't necessarily the way to get to the man.
My peach cobbler has won awards.
I'd love to taste it sometime. But
she eyes you up and down. You are usually relatively well dressed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she pulls out and she hands you a card, and she says, "Well, perhaps we can arrange that sometime."
Okay. All right. That would be excellent. I hand her one of my cards.
Okay. Ooh, doctor. The woman handing you a card is apparently the wife to the Honorable Judge Whitmore.
This might be useful.
I know, Snooty Emporium. Yes.
Okay, well, will...
And they're all treating Weimatai as if she's not there. Obviously, she must be your servant.
Edge to X rising.
Well, I guess I'll be on my way. And if I... And I'll try to come back later, and hopefully, Virgil will be open.
Once again, the studio lady, "I hope so." They sit around and bicker for a bit longer, but eventually they'll break up. Again, right. Virgil's Emporium is right alongside a very busy street here. There's lots of people around, lots of witnesses.
Yes. So I will go back to Luke and Young and say, well, no one's seen Virgil for 2 days, but that's his door up there.
Yep.
Apparently he's got... Yeah, apparently he's got a lot of employees and no one's seen them either. Okay, question. How exposed is the stairway up to his...
Oh, very. I mean, you can easily see the stairway.
Easy. I've got a basic plan. Young and I will go get a large box and take it up to a Young first, and then while we're hammering on the door trying to deliver a package, Young can sort of open the door for us while under cover of me blocking the view with the package and everything.
Hmm? What can I do? Sorry?
Open the door.
Okay.
Yep. All right. First of all, we need to go get a large box. We get a large box, and we implement that plan.
All right. So you're going to act like delivery people coming up a stair.
Yep. Yep. And Yong's first, so he'll be there at the door, and I'll be blocking the view with the box. And
okay.
Looking like it's really heavy, and I'm having trouble with it, but, you know, it's just a large empty cardboard box.
All right. Give me just a second here.
I've got as much acting as I do charisma and persuasion.
Okay. I've never really used the Fog of War thing on Fantasy Grounds before, so tell me if this is working. I just shared an image with you. Really, the only thing you should see is a couple of white boxes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, Luke and Young, you are on the exposed stairway going up to the second floor. Again, this is a 2.5 floor building, so the other half floor is the basement below, which according to the diagrams you saw is pretty much just a coal chute, probably a root cellar. It's not really much of a basement.
Oh, we could have gone via the coal chute. Oh, well, never mind.
So, yeah, standing out here, Luke, you're holding a big box to kind of obscure the view, and Young, you're going to be pretending like you're knocking on the door and picking it, I guess?
You better be.
Yes, I will try to open it, first of all, just to check that they haven't all been too stupid to turn the handle.
It is, in fact, locked.
Oh. Well, then I try to open it, I guess.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Knock very hard on the door. Does a 17 over there?
Yes, it certainly does. But it actually is a more complicated lock than you expected. I mean, this is not just a normal house door lock. This one is a quite nice piece of gadgetry here.
Which is an agency place.
Yeah. All right. And so, the door opens up. You can see down the hallway here. Both of you guys give me notice rolls.
I notice nothing.
If anybody's got a particular bonus for smell, let me know. You can use that as well.
That would be really. So, yep, we are just as noticeable as we were the last time. No, not last time. Don't.
So you can see straight down the corridor here, and you do see things are a bit disarrayed. It's a very deep-piled red carpet, very nicely appointed. A lot of the furniture down the middle of the hall here looks like it might be French. Luke, you're very familiar with French architecture and furniture coming from Canada. But most of it looks like it's been overturned. It looks like something has happened in here.
We walk into the white carpet that is now bloodstained and it's red.
Pause here for a moment, please, Young. I'll be back in a moment.
What?
I walked.
You mean I have to hold this box up on my own?
Yes. I put the box, I leave him with the box, go down, look at Sarah, and then we need a doctor up here. Please come quick.
Oh, of course.
Right, so this does stop some people in the street, and it's starting to draw a crowd, like, doctor?
I said it in pretty much that loudness as well, so, exactly. We've got that sort of cover, and with that sort of wooden acting. please, just the doctor for now, please stay here.
You know, so people have stopped in the streets and are watching, so you're drawing kind of a crowd, but no one's really...
I usher Sarah and Weema tie up, and we go into the thing, and I'm going to shut the door behind me.
Okay.
People want to come up, that's them, but I'm going to shut the door behind me. And
okay, yes, I'm going to go up and go, stand back, please stand back, I'm a doctor.
Ooh.
And I
Weema tie?
The very large icon for Weema tie, yes.
And I can go up the stairs.
Okay. All right. So all of you guys are up there now looking into the room. And now go ahead and give Weematai and Sarah notice rolls.
I tend to pretty much usher us in, no matter what's inside, usher us in and close the door so we don't get
anything. I was put the box.
Yes, we take the box with us. And, Jan, can you please lock that door again? Because we don't want people following us.
Sarah and Weematai both smell. there's a heavy smell of, like, lamp oil in the air. Like someone had a large spill of oil, and it's just kind of heavy in the air.
Is the place cold or
warm? No, normal temperature.
Normal temperature. Okay. So there's not like a roaring fire about to.
No. But again, you know, you smell in the air. You know, being a doctor, you're probably a little bit more in tune with odd smells. Like a large amount of lamp oil had just been spilled in an area. It's kind of heavy in the
air. I'm pretty much going to go through the room by room, just open up doors that seem to be, if they're closed, just go through and see if I can find anything immediately amazing. So feel free to have anything attack me that you want to.
Sure. I'm just going to open up the whole map here.
Yeah, because pretty much that's what I'm doing. I'm just going through and quickly finding out what's here.
Okay.
He has no idea what's going on, and we'll just be tagging along.
There's not any signs of, like, blood or anything.
There are, once you start poking around. In particular, the dining room has several corpses in it.
My role, I may or may not speak.
Right. The corpses all look like they have been, like, burnt. I mean, they're, like, half burnt, but it's very odd. It's almost like a very localized blast because nothing around them is really burned. There are certain spots on the wall where it looks like something had burned as well, but very localized. So like some of the wall hangings and wallpaper have been burned down to the wood, the bare wood below, and it's charred a little bit, but it doesn't look like it was a raging fire. It looks like it was a very localized, you know, you'd almost say explosive, but it didn't do much damage for an explosive.
Dr. Beauchamp, do we believe in spontaneous human combustion?
I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm. Give me a medicine roll there for the good doctor as you're looking at some of the bodies.
Okay.
Okay. Some of them have been blasted with, you know, looks like some kind of localized fire, but some of them also have been disemboweled with very... they look like claw marks across their bodies.
Oh, that's not good.
Itty?
Is the lamp oil smell highest here as well?
It actually is through the whole house. It looks like someone was about to torch the whole place. Like they upended, many oil lanterns onto the floor, brought in more oil, just saturated the place, but it never was lit.
Ew. Okay.
It's not a good thing. We have a different good thing, please.
In the study, what you do find is kind of the heart of the operation here. It's his office. There are desks that have been torn open. There's paperwork all over the place. There is what looks like a family Bible. It's enclosed in a glass case. Which is immaculate. It looks like it hasn't been touched, but the base of the case has been ripped apart. It looks like there was once a secret or hidden drawer in there. And it's been torn apart, and there's a bunch of papers laying all around it. There's also an odd-looking set of goggles laying around. You notice that none of the papers seem to have been marked on. Like, there's nothing printed on the papers, even though some of them are folded as if they were messages. Some of them are just blank sheets, but they all just have no writing on them. And this room in particular has been saturated thoroughly with lamp oil. I'm sorry, let me just skip one last thing out. And in the last place, here in the kitchen, there is a man who's propped up against the pantry door. He's got one hand clenching his cross, and his other hand is kind of holding his side where it looks like he was trying to staunch blood. Laying around him are a quill that's had the nib basically worn off, a bottle of empty ink, and it looks like he was the most recent dead. Like he's still, you know, he's died within the last 12 hours or so, you think. It looks like he took a lot of damage and then he eventually died of gangrene and fever.
Is he, like, what, particularly well-dressed?
Oh, yes, very well-dressed. All of the people in here were very well-dressed.
Is there any sort of
I don't know, anything on him that would identify him, like a card case or anything?
Actually, I'm going to say that one of the things that you would have gotten in
description
was a picture of Virgil. So you can patch it up. This is Virgil.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think you mean more of a coroner in here rather than a doctor, but
well, it wasn't. Yes, because that's the reason why I should have come in.
Yeah. First off, all those those folded pieces of paper. You said he has a quill and an empty bottle of ink?
Yes.
Huh. And what color ink was it?
Actually, you know, you look inside the ink bottle, and it's like there's no residue at all left. There doesn't appear to be.
Oh, huh. I sniff it gently.
Oh, it has a strong chemical odor to it.
Strong chemical odor. Huh. Okay. Luke? Well, let's see. How'd you like to check out a new set of goggles? Those goggles in the... those goggles in the study. If you could put them on and take a look at some of those papers that were found and see if there's something shows up on that paper, this might be some sort of chemical writing or chemical ink.
Visible ink. Oh, yes. Okay, sure. Let's put random goggles on and look at things.
Okay, you put the goggles on, and yes, indeed, all of those blank pieces of paper do have inked writing on them when you're looking at it through the goggles. You're also seeing splotches and blotches of ink here and there, which make a trail all the way to the kitchen to where Virgil's corpse is. I assume you follow the trail.
Yeah.
All right, so you're looking at Virgil's body.
Oh, look, over there.
Virgil has written on the floors around him, beside of him, any place that he could get a surface to write on, he has written something. And it looks like he was already fevered when he's doing it, because a lot of it, definitely not complete sentences, written quickly. Some of it doesn't make sense. So here's the information that's written around him. It says, Lane and black-haired woman. Woman tried to kill me, but the Lord protected me. She ran. Lane couldn't kill me either. Overheard City of Gloom. Think they're after Nevada Smith.
I'll be reading this out, by the way, just so you people can all enjoy it.
Don't think Lane's responsible for this. Saw remorse. Tried to set my home on fire. Couldn't. He seems conflicted. Other than Young or Wematai, the rest of you guys make me general smart roles. Both Sarah and Luke were educated in an institution, so you're the only two that could possibly get this. Okay, both of you.
Got it.
10 and a 7. So, Nevada Smith, the first thing that comes to mind is a fictional character out of a very popular set of books that are making their way around now. I mean, obviously, it could be someone's name, but that's the first thing that pops into your mind is it's a very popular fictional character in some dime novels. The author is Ignatius Martin Heim, who also lives in Salt Lake City.
Hmm. How about that? Clearly, it's just a fictional character. The name is Bibbling.
Who? Does he fight dragons? In these books?
There was one where we did a bit of dragons, but most people don't really think it's a good story.
I'll have to read that.
Okay, and on the pieces of paper, what, what's written on the pieces of paper?
Written on the pieces of paper, since you know or were shown some of the agency code, these papers were apparently agency information sources. All kinds of things, from agents' names to people who contacted Virginia City for certain things.
Oh, okay.
Agency operations.
Yes, agency operation documents.
We
definitely, we definitely remove those before we do anything. Okay. All right.
What's the status of the Vandor agency, generally speaking, in town? Like, are they acting like, could they act like a surrogate police force, or just pretty much?
No, not at all. They're private detectives. They have no official capacity amongst the police.
Does Virginia City have police?
Most certainly.
Okay. We definitely scoop up those documents. Luke, can you write down what he had written around his body, just to on the safe side, so we have a good description of it? And then we're just gonna look at the rest of the rest of the complex. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know who those? I mean, we got. Well, we know who Virgil is, but who are the other guys? Employees? Or what happened to them? Localized explosions?
And claw marks. And they're all dressed very well. You know, they don't look like they were servants or employees.
Yeah.
I would suspect they are ordinary employees.
They're probably dressed a little. Are they dressed really too well to be employees?
Yeah, they're dressed really well.
I don't know if you want upper class. Some of those upper class fashion boutiques, they have to dress up properly to look like they. So the clientele will deign to speak to them.
Mm. Yeah. So basically, the only thing to do is to look at, I guess, explore the rest of the and find out if there's anything else of interest.
All right. Well, you spend some time going through the rooms, and since you're taking your time at this point, there's a loud banging on the front door. Virginia City Constabulary, open up!
Blam, blam, blam.
Luke, give me the goggles. Give me the paper. I'm going to stick them in my purse.
Would you be better talking to them, because you can talk to people like?
And I will go down and talk. I will go down to talk to them. You all, is that the front door?
Yes.
Okay, I will go down to talk.
You haven't really found a back door, so.
Yeah. Okay, I will go down and talk to the constabulary. Luke, I'm going to let them in, so if you have to do anything, do it quickly. All right, I'm going to go down and I'm going to let you in, and I'm going to go, says, hi.
Well, as soon as you open the door, it's pushed aside very quickly.
There is nothing that I can do up here. There's nothing here.
We have agency ID, do we, or is it not?
No, you do not.
Oh, okay, right.
So the police come in. There's four of them. Two of them push in and just immediately start going down the hall. One of the ones that stays behind that says, ma'am, you just stay right there.
Yes, they're all dead. I found Virgil up in the kitchen.
You used his name.
Yeah, it's Virgil's shop.
Yeah. All right.
So the policemen are going from room to room, and they seem to be calling out, if there's anyone else in here, step out!
Hello. How you doing?
Put your hands up! Hands up!
It's the man. I put my hands above my head and indicate the other two to do the same, and they're coming out, hands are up.
Essentially, they get everyone, they make sure the place is clear, and they get everyone outside, where three of the officers are holding you while one of them is going through and inventorying what's going on. the three that are holding you are just taking your statements, like, why are you in Virgil's? Who are you? What did you see? All of your clothes. No one actually moved bodies around. No one actually said they moved bodies around, so.
We never got around to doing that.
Exactly.
I should have moved the bodies around.
No. Well, I
when I was coming here and wanted to find out what was going on, Virgil, then my friends said that they were trying to deliver something and then just find a doctor. And so since I was looking at his new shipments in the window, I did come up, and then I just realized that he's beyond doctor. And God rest his soul.
Look, officers, there's obviously something going on here. We can't really talk about it. We can't talk about why we can't talk about it.
Stop right there.
It's a new procedure called...
Hold on, stop. David, stop. So as you're trying to explain this, as you're getting this out, everybody give me notice rolls.
I was trying to just get to the catch-22 line.
I understand. What?
Ooh, I might notice something, Bailey. Nothing, no raise, but a success.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little rusty on how to do this in Savage Worlds, but I believe since we can spend chips on things, I need to say all of you are going to fail this roll. Does anyone want to throw a chip in?
The actor acts first and rolls the thing, and then we know we have a target number to beat. If you want to hide the target number, that's fine. And you can just say, hey, pass fail, as you've just done.
Yes. And so you have all failed at this point.
Ooh, I know somebody can pass, if they don't want to do it, I'll do it.
And a chip.
I'm happy to fail, so hey.
Okay, yeah, I'll fail.
Do you want to pass me the card? I'll spend a chip to be able to play the card, don't I?
Play instead of rolling, so yeah. I mean, I don't really think this is... Yeah, alright, I'll do it.
I don't care. I'll do it. Alright, have this card for the community, because that's what my mouse was over at the time.
Okay, what card are you playing?
Boom.
Single automatic raise. Okay, this is good for
you. So that's whatever we would have made it, so I got whatever that level, plus a raise.
Okay, so something clues you off just right before this happens, okay? So the police officers are trying to get your story, and of course you're trying to fast talk them there.
Badly.
So just out of the corner of your eye, you notice that across the street, six guys are just kind of stand up, and they were like below street level. So this house has a little gutter that goes down a little bit. And so they kind of stand up. So they've got a little bit of cover there. Several of them pull out rifles. Several of them pull out guns, and then they start shooting.
Down.
Yeah, so you can have an action. everyone else is kind of caught. All right, okay, so just Luke for right now. Yep. Let me get you in the initiative here. Give me a second.
Rise up. Play off the group. Ooh. It's a surprise.
There you go. Perfect.
Boom.
An actual use of cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second to set up the tracker here. And it makes sense. Luke, you've got a joker. So you can go first if you want, or you can hold on to that action. But they're definitely, they kind of got up from this little depressed area, and some of them lay the rifles down on the dirt so they can get better aim. Some of them just pull out guns and they start unloading upon you and the officers. That's what they're trying to do. But you got this jump on them there.
Yep.
So what do you do?
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't know how much people I can grab. Basically, I want to just try and either almost rugby tackle them and just try and get as many people down as possible.
Okay. Since you were facing and talking to the officers, they're the closer to you. Are you trying to save officers or are you trying to save your friends?
Whoever's closest.
The three officers are the closest. And what is your, what's your strength?
Crap. It's crap. Your strength is pathetic.
Yeah.
Dragon's got more strength than I do.
Okay, well, I mean, you can definitely try and tackle all three of them to the ground if you want.
Yeah, and I've got a plus two to the Joker.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
What the hell? So just strength roll?
You can do athletics.
Ooh, I'll do athletics. Wait a minute. Is athletics a thing? No.
Oh, not athletics. I mean, sorry, what is it called?
Agility? That's a different attribute.
Give me a second. I keep moving between game systems so often.
Yeah.
Drop into the ground, free action. pulling somebody else?
No. He's trying to tackle them to the ground.
Grapple? Fighting roll?
Strength to push him over.
Yeah, just a pure strength roll.
Okay.
Because you've got the Joker.
And as I'm not trying to do damage, that might help. Well, let's see what happens. I'll just push the button and see what happens. That's
plus two to any rolls that you make.
That makes it a success, barely.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I'll buy it since you get this wild look in your eye and you dive for. they're not expecting this sudden attack. So sure, I'll say you bear all three of them to the ground.
Cool. I'll let the PCs down.
Wimatai, being so nearly wild herself, catches on very quickly that something's happening. What does Wimatai do?
No idea. I mean, he has dropped to the ground as well in order to...
I can see her knocking you to the ground because she's trying to the first instinct would be to protect you.
Really?
Get the young cub out of the way. Yeah.
So what does she do? Does she pull Young to the ground?
I mean, if nobody else has any other suggestions,
You can dive for cover, you know.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, same thing as
the husband.
Knock somebody over and dive for the ground.
Okay, so who does she know?
Oh, would she go for you or would she go for Sarah, given that she likes Sarah?
I don't know. I so often control her. Somebody else make a choice.
Here, I'll make it. Even you, odd Sarah. She goes for you.
All right.
I was just thinking, she almost might say, you can handle yourself and go for Sarah.
All right, well, she just dives to the ground because of Young's superior reflexes. He unconsciously sidesteps. So Wimatai goes for cover. Then all the guys start to open up. So we have Standing that hasn't gone for cover. Unfortunately, is Young and Sarah.
No, none of my cards will help. I'll make it worse, but I can't help.
Case. We're just coming out of the door, right?
No, they took you down. They took you down to the ground level.
We're down in the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so
we're standing out front of the shop.
So we're just coming out, is what I was saying, right?
Yeah.
So there's no cover there. Unfortunately, I have improved dodge, which is what I took. So minus two for any ranged attack rolls to hit me.
Sure. Well, there's going to be two apiece on each of you guys, and then one of them is going to try and take a shot at one of the people that dove for cover. So first of all, two on Sarah. We'll do those first. Sarah shooting. Oh! Raise.
Ooh. So what's your new character going to be? Oh, you can't kill Sarah.
Can't kill Sarah, really. Again. Okay, 11 points. What is your toughness?
My toughness is a 6, I believe.
All right, so that's a hit.
Shaken one.
Yeah, so you're shaken and wounded. Unfortunately, it's followed up by another guy shooting at you who hits, not with a raise.
Does Sharon want to soak that?
Yeah, you can try and soak that first one first if you want.
And that's a spirit roll?
No, it's a toughness roll.
Toughness roll, okay.
It costs a chip to do so.
Yeah, I'm going to spend the chip.
Okay.
And then it's just roll...
Just press the soak button.
Soak, okay, yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. You shouldn't have had a wound at that point, but hey.
So that's still stunned.
No, that's success. You clear the wound. You're not shaken. You've got no wounds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Clears the wound. You're good. But then the next one hits you with an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Your toughness is what again?
6.
Okay, so you would just be shaken by the second shot.
Okay.
That's just a hit, isn't it?
Well,
no, it's a shaken.
I'm stupid.
All right, now coming at Young, and you've got what, minus two?
Minus two,
okay. So, first one shooting at you, still gonna hit. Blam! 7 points.
I'm shaken.
Shaken, okay. And the next shot, also at minus two. No, not minus 52.
Minus 2.
he'll take
I think minus 52s.
Oh. And do that with a raise.
Yeah.
9 points of damage and you're already shaken.
So that's just one shaken.
Yep.
Oh, it's just one wound, sorry.
Got a soak.
So
you have bonus to soak?
Wow.
Oh, nope. Failed. You want to re-roll it with another chip?
No, I'll take the wound.
So you've got one wound. All right, and the fifth guy is going to take a shot. He's going to say, let's even odd. It's going to be, he's going to shoot one of the officers that went down. The officer's got some cover because he went down. Thanks to Luke. Looking out
should
for
the officers be on the tracker?
Well, yeah, they were surprised. They were definitely surprised, so I'm not
putting them
on just yet.
Okay, okay.
Oh, they still end up shooting an officer.
Oh.
And, yeah, okay, so why didn't that show up?
I don't know.
There it goes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it just blows the head of an officer off. Completely just blows his head right off.
And I'm covered in blood.
Yeah, and now you're covered in blood, exactly. And now I will add in the officers.
And Reagan starts looking the blood.
Officers down.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Young Sarah. I shouldn't be on hold either. I don't know why you put me on hold, but I shouldn't be on hold.
Oh, and okay, back to the top. Oh, the gun guys get a joker.
I should not be on hold. I'm on hold. You put me on hold last round for some reason.
Okay.
Bird, I don't get because I'm shaken, I don't get an action.
Oh, no,
all.
You do get it. You're right. I'll re-roll all that because I'm not sure why.
It's young and Siri hadn't gone.
Hold. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot.
So excited.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, go ahead.
Well, it was young would have gone before me, and then I went last.
Yeah. All right, so young, yeah, you just got shot by a couple of bullets.
So I need to unshake, and all of my things seem to have gone away.
I don't know if
you don't shake the mixes. That should have been 8+2, which is why I'm saying all of my things seem to have gone away. That's not good. So I unshake, but I don't have
action.
Okay. Well, I can move.
Yes.
So I will move take over cover. Some sort of cover. Yep.
You can go around the side of the building. You can take cover behind the stairs.
Yep.
Okay, so you take some cover. Sarah.
Then I'm going to also try to unshake.
I don't think you need to unshake because you soaked the wound, so you shouldn't be shaking.
No,
second shot got her shaken.
Yeah.
She soaked the first one, the second shot.
Oh, not over this way.
Oh, there you go. So you are unshaken and can act.
Unshaken and can act, and then I'm going to go move for cover as well.
Sure, you die for cover. So next turn, Weaventide gets a joker.
Ooh.
Okay, so what's
I'm not seeing the officers if you put them on.
They're cops at the very bottom.
There we go.
So what does Weimatai do? She's got some cover. She hit the ground get out of the first volley. Now what does she do?
Presumably she's not carrying her bow with her.
No.
I'm guessing.
Would she go for entangle, you reckon?
Or throw an axe, maybe?
She got throwing axes?
Yeah, the axes can be thrown.
Yeah, they've got cover.
She doesn't have throwing, so she's not going to be throwing any axes. All right, somebody said entangle. So let's see if she can.
Well, perhaps she may want to take the throwing school next time then.
She can shoot a bow, she can hit people with axes.
Okay, entangle goes off.
So they have to beat an 18.
Good luck to them. Best of British.
So they're all in an alley, right? Over the other side, sort of thing?
Yeah, hold on a second. So
they're all entangled with rats who are crawling up and swarming over them. That sort of vermin of that sort of stuff.
So how many power points did she put into it? Because two is only a single target. She's going to do four.
She's going to get
cash. Yeah, it'll catch all of them.
Small burst template. So yeah. Or medium, whatever. So yeah, the rats and everything have suddenly come swarming out of the hidey holes and are just trying to hold these things to distract.
Sure. So agility rolls, and they need to beat an 18. All right.
Is it Mr. British?
Guy one. Ooh, close, but miss, 13. Two, also close, but miss at 12. Three.
They're all wild cards, by the way.
Yep. 14.
Oh.
Miss. And miss. Okay, so they're all tangled. So when
they're all entangled and are fully restrained because none of them, because she beat all of them with a raise, which means they cannot move at all. Their parry is two. They are completely and utterly taken up by this entangling, rats swarming all over them and everything.
For this round, because they get to make a strength, they get to make a strength or agility roll to break free each following round.
Yep.
Yep.
So we take, somebody take advantage of this round of running over there and doing something.
Okay, so their turn.
Oh, that's Wimitar. Yeah. Okay, Wimitar, now go ask them a question.
They can't do much of anything, can they?
Yeah, each following action. So they're restrained, this action can't do anything. Okay. So they struggle against it. Sarah, your turn.
I'm going to scream like a girl at the top of my lungs and scream for help, help.
Okay, give me a persuasion roll.
Okay.
Let's see how well you're feigning being a... All right.
Stands yeah. Stress.
Very good. Okay, so you do that. That does start... People do start to stop and look around. People were trying to get out of the way once they heard gunfire, but now there's a lady in distress. All right, Luke.
I'm not sure what the hell I want to do. Yeah, there's nothing much I can do. I'm just going to get my gun out and just sort of have it ready for suppressing fire should one of them present a target. I'm not
well, I mean, they're standing. I mean, they're essentially being held still. You could just shoot at them if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm going to say freeze, put down your weapons. While pointing a gun at them.
Yeah. I don't have a persuasion roll or intimidation. Either one is... I think untrained for you, but I'll give you a bonus.
That, yeah. The fact that they're entangled and stuff.
I'll give you a plus four because they're entangled.
I'll make it then. Yeah. Well, I get a six. I don't know if that's a versus or not, but yeah.
Give me a second. Let's see how cowardly these guys are. They are. They're not that cowardly. Let's see.
Also, they may just sort of. Also,
oh my gosh.
There may be business zombies for all I know, so in which case, you know, they haven't do anything. But, you know, this way I can say, I gave it a shot, you know, not just mercilessly killing them like I do everyone else.
All right, well, yeah, two of them dropped their guns. Two of them.
Out of how many?
Five.
Still two less. Yeah.
Young.
We'll get up and move over towards them.
Okay, you move faster than normal. What is your normal pace?
Eight, if I need to run to get there.
You don't need to. With the pace of eight, you can get there. And what do? You still have an action.
They're going down. Two of them who haven't surrendered to our fearsome Canadian will get punches to the face, I guess. I can't miss. Unless I roll double ones, because they're completely restrained.
You hit. But, you know, go ahead and roll your damage. You'll still get their toughness against it, but, yeah, they can't get out of the way. Although, actually, are you affected by entering the area?
They are completely restrained.
No, I get that, but are you affected by entering the area? No, it's target, so it would have been the original targets only. Okay. Just roll damage. I mean, they can still resist it with their toughness and such.
As fully restrained targets, they are subject to... rules of coup de grace, essentially. Okay. They are completely and utterly restrained. There is nothing they can do at this point.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm just knocking them out. I'm not actually killing anybody. That's not the
That is written poorly, by the way, because it tells you they suffer a -2 penalty to pace, meaning they should be able to move at a -2.
Right.
And skills linked to agility and strength, meaning they should be able to use skills linked to agility and strength.
Right. That's for if they succeed. That's for if it succeeds.
Partial.
If it's a raise, a rain restrains the target fully. He cannot move or use any skills linked to agility or strength.
Yeah, good enough.
Exactly. So, yeah, I just knock out two of them.
Okay.
There's swarming with rats. I pick up a rat and bash two of them over the head with them as I go. Well, nice. One with each fist, so two rats. I dual-wield rats.
Must be fairly hefty
you
rats,
you tie their
too.
Tails together and use them like nunchucks. That's okay, cops go. So they went down.
The cop.
They went down under Luke. They were going to basically beat the hell out of Luke, but then they heard all the gunfire, so they essentially roll out
and
of the way.
One of them died.
Yeah, they roll out of the way. They take some cover. They pull their guns, but that's going to take their action. Mm-hmm. And Mimitai goes again with a Joker.
She's gonna X the other guy. There's no two ways about it. She's gonna kill the other guy.
Sure, why not?
All right. Yep. So he's dead, which ends the combat then.
Yep. Yeah. There's no point even rolling. She's just gonna straight up.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you got
she just murders a guy.
Yeah. Ah, we were
shooting at.
we look at her murdering the guy. We just laugh merely. Oh, we must laugh.
All right. Yeah. So the police come up. They got their guns out. They tell Weimatai and Young, clear the area. Clear the area.
Given that I make sure the rats are now dispersed or whatever there was, and then I slump down, having been shot.
Yeah.
So I lay.
I am slumped against the wall. Personally,
I'm
sitting against the wall.
All right. So yeah, they see that Luke, Young is injured. They check some of the other guys, and one's dead. They're like, there's a doctor over there. Doctor, get over here.
They're talking to Sarah, a different doctor. Oh.
Okay. I will stagger up since I've been shot twice.
Although you don't really show it because you don't get penalties for pain and such.
I know, but I will get up and go over to Luke, and then I will start. Luke's
I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
It's Young.
Yes.
Young. I'm sorry, Young. I will go over to Young and start treating him.
All right.
Oh.
The police have gotten the other one after Weimatai lets the rats go. They. The guys had gave up. They start handcuffing them and binding them, etc. The dead guy, they just kind of pull out of the gutter, throw him on the street. They let Sarah, you're attending to Young. They leave you do that. Go ahead. Give me a medical roll there for Young.
Okay.
See, it's opposed by, you get a minus depending on his wound level, so just
a one.
One, so yeah, no problem.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know if Sarah can needs a kid. I'm not sure if she'd be bothered by a minus three at this point.
Yep. So she rolled a 15, so she clears her wound. It's a clean through and through, no bullets, so you just patch him up.
Give him a lollipop.
Yeah. And as far as Sarah, you were just stunned. You actually don't have a wound because you soaked the first one. So you're just stunned. Or were just stunned. So you're fine.
Shell shock.
Yeah.
Musing on the nature of life. Looking at the sky up above and thinking what a beautiful day it is.
I thought I had left all of this behind when I left the coast. Sigh.
Right. So the police are taking the ones that surrendered into custody. One of them stands, waits for the other police to come down from upstairs. They consult. They tell you guys not to move. They consult with what's going on. It's like, yeah, we got lots of dead bodies up there. It's really strange. And they come back to talk to you. It's like, well, why were you up there?
Do we have Virgil's identification with us?
No. You just had a picture of Virgil. In his body.
We didn't take it from his body or anything.
Nope.
I thought we did search his body for anything.
No one actually searched his body, no.
I thought Sarah did.
Nope.
Okay.
I looked at the ink in the quill.
Yeah.
Okay, officer, if you come with me, I'll show you something. You can... Yeah. Obviously, I have a gun. If he wants it, I'll give it to him, which he probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
If you come with me, I'll show you something that shows there's a bit of an unusual slant to this case, which I can't exactly talk about. But But if you'll just come with me, or if you...
What do you mean you can't talk about?
If you'll just come with me, you'll see...
No, they're coming along with you, but they're still questioning you.
I'll go up. We'll go to Virgil's body. I'll get his ID out and sort of show. Yeah, this goes over your head.
Okay, they still have questions for you. It's like, well, so who are you, and why are you up here?
It's to do with this, I indicate to the agency. I can't tell you what it is, because of your catch 22. Says I don't need to show you my ID, and I don't need to show you why I don't need to show you my ID.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, you're not a very good talker.
Not in the slightest.
Give me a roll. he somewhat believes you. Given the circumstances, and yeah, the guy had an ID, he says, well... we'll come down to the station. We're going to take, everybody's statement as to what's going on here. They've been dead for a while. Reports show that you just came up here a few minutes ago. So you obviously weren't the murderers.
We only came into town on the rails. You can get first people to.
Right. Well, you can tell us downtown.
Yeah.
And so, they take you to the police office and, essentially just, they get your, why were you up there? What did you see? Etc.
We were looking into Virgil's. Just following up with Virgil. We wanted to contact him. We went in and found we heard there wasn't any answer, so we just went in there, found that situation. You turned up moments after we were there. You've seen as much as we have.
Yep. The only real question they have is reports are that Virgil's place was locked up tight. How did you get in? Why did you get in there? They're not buying your veiled threats that you're part of the agency because you're not showing them any ID. You're not on the hook for the murders, but they want to know why you were breaking into this guy's house.
I will tell them. I don't know how they got in. All I know is that Luke came back downstairs and said that they needed a doctor up there, and I went up to look, and then I discovered it was beyond anything that I could fix in this world.
All right.
Shame, too, because Virgil had some very nice fabric there.
Well, of course they believe you. you say you don't know who these people are? Sorry, are you claiming you don't know who they are? Or
No, I'm not saying that I don't know who they are. I'm just saying I don't know how they got in.
Okay, fair enough. So how do you explain that? How do you explain how you got in?
Me personally or Luke?
No. You didn't know. They believe you.
Okay.
So how did you get in? We've got reports that you were making a delivery. We know Virgil's place was locked up tight.
Yep. How do you know that?
Oh, we got some reports early this morning asking, if Virgil had may have had a bender and was in our cells. We sent an officer by just to check up on things. He said no one answered. The door was locked. No reason to expect anything untoward. But we know it was locked up.
I would say your officer did a poor job.
The very fact that we could get him. And there's no sign of our tampering with the door, with Young's race it was. Obviously, we've got our ways that we can't talk about because of the reasons that I can't talk about it. The fact that we can't tell you how we got in tells you everything you know about how we got in.
All right. Well, he shakes his head at that. What the officers does say, well, there was no signs of anyone breaking in. And either they had a key or it was unlocked. So, And the officer just says, well, by the state of the bodies, you didn't do this. We may have some more questions for you. So you expect stay in town for the next few days. Where can we find you?
Well, we do not have a
Penny. We don't have. We just got in town today. Can you suggest a good hotel so that we will be at your disposal?
Yeah, he rattles off a few places you can stay, depending on what your finances are like.
Mm.
Get back in contact with the station after you have a place.
Yes.
It may take us a few days to wrap this up. We may have questions for you, so don't leave town.
Okay. And by the way, I meant a nice hotel, which is a nice hotel.
Oh, first one on the list, he tells you. Yeah, here, okay. These Imperial.
Of course, it's the Imperial. Probably has Imperial prices too. I don't say that out loud.
What's the name of our handler? I'm trying to remember. I'll probably mark my notes. Did I have a note? A direct Vandoran agency contact.
Him.
Isaac?
Isaac, that's the chair. Okay, once we're out of the police station, I'm going to say to the other PCs, get away from everyone else. So are we free at this point?
Yes. They just tell you don't leave town for the next couple of days.
Don't leave town. That's a shame. We're immediately going to leave town.
Yeah. We're going to leave town as soon as we can. I just wanted to, I'll tell you, I just want to get a note sent to Isaac to send something to here to get it all sorted out from higher up. Then we can call on right this minute. But we need to get after Lang, and we're right behind him.
Yeah.
We don't have time to hang around and wait for...
So we want to contact our agency.
We want to contact Isaac, who's in touch with the others. And he can get stuff happening while we're off doing other things.
What? He can't send telegrams.
True. Pony Express.
We can leave a message with the Van Doren agency.
I'm kind of hoping them not to get them directly involved. It's a thing. Because we didn't drop their name. We were doing any of this other stuff with the agency here.
What? I do not understand. You were wanting to speak to our man who runs the Van Doren agency, yes?
Our contact, who is also in the know with us working with the agency and everything.
So... Okay,
it'd be easier for him to get things sorted out than for... We could contact the guy at the agency. We could try to do that. But I suspect we can get hold of Isaac a lot easier than we can get hold of the head of the agency.
Oh, we are working directly for him to solve this problem.
Okay, fine. In that case...
I do not know that it matters either.
Yeah. The only thing we'll do is how are we going to run away without... them finding out.
Well, we can't because we need to get on the train. And
yep.
Do we tell them we know who it is and we are tracking them and we are part of the agency? The Van Doren
We don't have any. Well, the Van Doren agency isn't exactly going to be respected around here, I suspect, and they won't exactly
be. We have a note from someone saying you may call upon the resources of the agency, yes?
Mm hmm. Yep.
I do not know if that works. I do not know. I'm trying to think of the real world equivalent. I was going to say, churn off a corporate credit card. Look, I must work for them. I've got a thing with a name on it. Yeah, no,
yeah, I speak just more like we've got a note from NSA.
Well, I mean,
honest, Gov, they work for us, Gov. You can trust us, Gov. Signed.
Well, you have a number of things you can try. Question is, which way do you want to go?
We're literally from the sounds of things, we're literally like less than a day behind Lane.
Yep.
But if we blow town without telling the cops that we're leaving town, we're going to have more of a hassle than we want.
Where would we be going?
Desiree.
Where this person that he was talking about with the dragons was? Must go and buy that book with the dragon. Excuse me.
Yeah,
I run off into a nearest store to buy the Nevada Smith book.
I want to buy as many Nevada Smith books as I can so I can start reading them and find out. Because from the sounds of things, we do need to head off to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that's where the author of the Nevada Smith fictional character resides.
Okay, is Salt Lake City on the way to Desiree? Is it the same as Desiree? My geography is not.
Salt Lake City is the city of is a city in Desiree. Desiree is the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right then, yes, we're with it.
So we're heading in the right direction. We just need to get back on the train to get there.
Yeah, we just need to somehow show evidence that we're with the agency. That's what we really need. We don't have anything at the moment to do that. Unless there's someone else in town with the agency that we can contact and get in touch with, we can.
Well, we have to go through. If we go through all those documents, let's get a room. If we can get a room at the Imperial Hotel, so we can do this fairly.
I don't even want to be here tonight. There's rooms at the Van Doren agency we can use if we need to.
Fine.
Keep in mind, you've also got about a little bit over an hour before the last train of the day goes.
Exactly. Out. I really want to try and leave tonight, frankly, if we just end up running away and risking it. So be.
Yeah, but we have all this paper that we liberated from Virgil's.
We can read it. It's just going to take time.
It's going to take time. We need to go through them, but I'm pretty sure since there were a lot of... basically agency operations info and contacts and stuff, I'm sure we can find somebody in that list of paper.
Sure.
pile of paper. It's just going to take a while to find him.
Where are you guys discussing all of this?
Down the street in front of the police station, I think.
That's fine.
I've got an idea. It's a horrendous idea, but it could just work.
Well, we need some place we can do this, and we only have maybe 90 minutes left to do it in. Actually, an hour, because I have to tell them a half hour before the train leaves to hitch our car.
Yeah. What if they got a telegram from the agency telling them to let us go?
There are no telegrams.
No telegrams.
There's no working telegrams for the normal people, but for the agency, I'm sure they've got some method of telegramming.
The lines are down.
If something came through from the agency, I'm pretty sure they'll believe that the agency had their own methods for getting messages through.
You have telegrams come on special paper. Do you have the telegram paper?
I'm sure we can arrange something. But am I completely crazy that I have the ability to do this or not?
You don't know. You're not a member of the agency.
Oh, no. And then I have the ability to forge a telegram.
Oh, certainly. You could forge a telegram.
Okay, that's all I'm thinking to do. I'm going to forge a telegram. This kind of came from the agency to say, let these people go. That's all it is. I'm going to give it to the cops and say, look, we've got a Mr. Chair from the agency. You sod off and leave us alone. That's what my intention is.
Okay. You can do that. I mean, you basically need access to a typewriter. You've got paper you can use. You've got several telegrams that you can use for that sort of thing.
Then let's go back to the Van Doren agency and use one of those rooms.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing. I'm faking a telegram saying, these people have to go now. We don't have time for you to muck around with them. They can come back if you really care, but get out of the way.
So you're forging a telegram.
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to say.
And I'll spend the ace card.
Okay, you can do that.
I spent the ace card, so I can't use that.
Sure, and the other thing is, if you're going through that paperwork, Sierra, you definitely, if you needed to give it a bit more veracity, you've got all kinds of names here.
Yeah.
People that work in Virginia City that are part of the agency, you could even check in with one of them, but you've got names here that you could use to make it seem more official.
Okay.
We can send a runner out to go and see if someone's around while we work. We can also get a runner to go to tell the station to hook the train up.
All right, so let's make this easy. Definitely with the spending of the card, if you want to do that, you can forge a telegram.
No, I can't spend the card. We've spent the card already.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The card's gone. The card's gone. Yeah, I can't spend the card.
All
right. spend the
card. You could forge the telegram. That would be fine. I'd make it a crafting roll with a negative.
But
you could do
something else. If it's not a craft repair, I don't have any other skill.
Well, it wouldn't be repair, so yeah.
There is no other. Is no good thing. Repair is the general makeshift.
What would forgery fall under in this system? Probably.
It might be a knowledge skill.
Streetwise knowledge.
Because I have the telegraph, I can speak telegraph, so I know all about.
Yeah,
I've got the language telegraph. So in terms of, I suspect that means I also know about how telegraphs are constructed and what sort of headers to put in and whatnot. So I know I can say what to put in there.
I'm going to say is, if you can make a smarts roll, if you use some of the names that Sarah has in her sheets there to make it more believable, we can do that, and I'll give it a slight bonus to be more accepted. If you want to do that. So you give me a smarts roll first.
Okay, let's see how many chips they end up blowing. Well, there's one chip.
Yep, that didn't pass. The second one you roll out looks a little bit more official. You put some of the names that you find in the agency documents in there. So you have
because
what looks
I like
to
live dangerously, I'm going to spend one more chip for the hell of it.
Right.
I mean, I've already passed it, fine.
And how long ago do you want to have dated the telegram for?
It has to be almost immediately because we were just pretty much caught. So it's going to have to be very quick, so recent.
Okay.
Okay. So while he's doing that, I am going to make sure
that's it. I've got one ship left and I'm going to not going to spend
I am going to get all of... I'm going to definitely get as many of the Nevada Smith pulps as I can.
All right. Easy enough to find. They're a very popular dime novel.
Okay.
So you're able to, you get four or five of the books.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, those things are quick reads anyway.
They are, and dime novels are usually like monthly, so I mean, there are a bunch of them. You're only able to get like the current one in the last few months.
Okay, well, I'm going to... That's going to be my reading on the train.
Mm-hmm. I assume there was one with a dragon, and I don't know if...
Yeah, whether there is or not. That, you're always going around asking for the one with the dragon in it. Do you have it? Did you stock it here? Did somebody else buy it from you? Can I track them down and buy it from them now?
Okay, what exactly... Luke, what did you put in that telegram? Because we're not exactly being detained. We're just being asked to not leave town.
Yeah, we've been... I put it on Telegram, basically. It's do not hinder them in their business. They can go about their business, and if they need to, they'll come back and deal with this matter later on.
All right, so we're going to go with that. Yep. I'm going to give it a +2 since you have some names there of people in Virginia City that are part of the agency that may be well-known, so you throw those names in there. You go back into the police office after coming back from the Van Dorns. Do you tell the Van Dorns anything about what's going on, by the way?
The less they know, the better is my view. Okay. I don't know if anyone else has that view, but that's my view.
Good enough. So you take it over to the, you know, basically the captain on duty. He takes a look at it.
Yep.
And looks immediately. It's like, he's a little suspicious, but he looks at some of the names and he just takes out a rubber stamp. Yep. Stamps it, sticks it in a book. He says, well, you're free to go. I guess we can get a hold of you in other ways if we need to.
Yep. And we can also pass through this way back on our way back through town when we come back and stop off here and make inquiries as to if you still need our help or not. All right. Thank you very much, sir. We're on our way. Bing. And we get the guy hooked up and we run away.
All right.
Flee.
Okay, so you are on your way. You're at the late train out. This one is a lot less. This is a slightly slower train. This train is carrying things like cattle. It's carrying goods. It's got a few passenger trains in there, but these are not the the first class passenger trains like the last one. This is the workaday train, the one that just gets stuff from one point to another.
How long is it going to take us to get to Desiree?
It's going
to
be a pretty long haul. This is a long trip from here to Desiree. Give me a second here.
Still a lot quicker than waiting till tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Or 3 days while they sort the case.
Or trying to take a horse through the desert, which is what you're doing.
But does the horse have no name?
All right. So we're at Virginia City, and we're going to Salt Lake City, which is the end of the line on the trip and is the largest city in Desiree. So we're heading out this way. Steaming along. Okay, so this is basically going to take a better part of a day to get through there.
Okay, what do we do about food? I'm getting like Eddie.
I assume, well, this is still a passenger train, so they'll still have some food on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're still dying.
And they're stopping off at stations and stuff, so we can always just grab something from the local station cafeteria.
Right. So, yeah, this train travels through the night.
And I'll be reading those Nevada Smith books.
All right. Second here.
I will be reading the one with the dragon, if there is one, if I manage to find it. But beyond that... There is nothing much that anybody has told me that going on that I can do with. So,
somewhere after 11 o'clock, not quite midnight, you hear the train horns from up front. The air whistles go off, and there's a screeching on the line. You guys are traveling at a pretty good clip while this happens. So you guys are thrown around in your car. The train's coming. It's starting to slow down very quickly. Eventually it does kind of slam to the stop in the, you know, over the course of the next couple of minutes. Okay. So, hey, the train has stopped.
Oh.
Is somebody coming back to alert us?
Not as yet, no.
I'm going to poke my head out and have a look.
Okay. It's dark outside, but the front of the train is well illuminated by the giant lamps that are on the train, and it's illuminating the track in front of you, where there's another train that has derailed, and it is parts of the train, certain of the connected trailers are kind of off the tracks, some are still on the track. It looks like it seems like they came to a very, very fast stop, trying to avoid another train. or part of a train in front of it. It looks like it's the last four or five cars in a train that are just stuck on the track. It looks like the train ahead of you also stopped, but did not stop well. And some of the trailers came off the track.
Doctor, we may need your help here, and or running away on horses to get away from this sort of the situations.
Good grief! This is the train trip from hell.
Can we send a telegram back, as we did when this first started, when we first arrived in?
Except for the fact that the telegram wires are down.
Right. I know that they weren't working well, because they weren't being received anywhere else. Got no idea whether they would actually work out this far or not, or whether there's some weird magical dampening.
That is true. So, like, somebody could climb up one of the telegraph poles and actually try and see if they can get something through.
Okay. I can try that because I telegraph. Doctor, do you want to go see what's going on?
I will.
Young, up to you. What do you want to do?
There are some soldiers that have hopped out of the main train and are kind of cautiously moving forward to the train in front of you.
I'm going to wait and see what the soldiers are doing.
Okay. Doesn't take you long before the soldiers start yelling back, "They're dead! They're all dead!"
Wimitar Young, do you want to go see if there's anything around there that might be killing them that we need to take care of?
What? Who?
Monsters on the line. Go have a look. I make shooing motions at them.
Looks like a train to me, but okay.
Yeah, a monster may have derailed a train. Go look, go look. Go act something.
There's a door we can get into the cars in front of our private car, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so the car in front of us is a what?
The car in front of you, you were the last one on the line, and this one is not a passenger carrier, so that is like the cold store. This is where food's kept.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm going to like go through.
Sure. Next one up is the kitchen, which the staff is. There's some staff up and about looking around. Hey, she looks back at you. What's going on?
I was coming up here to ask you. What do you know? Anything? What happened?
No, we haven't heard back from the bulls yet. Train just stopped all of a sudden. It woke me up. He points over to the hammock that he sleeps in the kitchen.
Oh, huh. So. None of the bulls have come back yet?
Not yet.
Ooh. Any of the porters come back yet?
Well, they send the bulls out first. No one's coming back. Wait, hey, there's something going on. He's looking out the window of the galley. There's something going on in there. So you do see some of the conductors and some of the train officials are talking to one another, and they're telling passengers to get back into the rooms, you know, stay in. So, it's, you know, we'll have this thing sorted out shortly enough. Just stay in your rooms. We're not being attacked. We're okay. Minor mechanical problems.
Yeah, and if I believe that, I'll eat my hat. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I ask any of the kitchen staff that everybody's okay. No injuries or anything.
Just the one guy says, "No, it's fine." Sudden stop of the train knocked me out of my hammock. I didn't have far to fall though.
Huh. Okay. Then I'm gonna. And the car right up there, is that just the dining car?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm assuming it's closed now, right?
Of course, ma'am. Yeah. Only the first-class carriages get dining on demand service, and we ain't got any first-class ones this trip. Then he's like, oh, he realizes you came from the carriage in the back. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Did you need some food?
No, I think we're fine, but... All the passengers, you might want to consider maybe putting on some tea or some coffee. They're probably going to be asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, scratches his head. It's like, yeah, we might be here a while. These mechanical problems sometimes takes a while to clear. Good idea. He starts boiling some water for some coffee. Meanwhile, everyone else is still in the back. Has anyone left?
No, we've got out and going to have a look.
All right, so
I'm going to go use the telegraph, see if I can get that happen.
All right, so you're going to kind of go through.
We split the party.
We have split the party.
Okay, good enough. So you go through the train. Oh, no, wait, no. You're trying to get to a telephone line and see what you can. Yep. Give me a notice roll.
I notice nothing. Where's my notice scope, please?
All right. So, you look up at the pole. You're about to cleat in and climb up the pole, but you notice from the ground that you're not, you know, you should be able to see the strands in the moonlight, but you don't see them. It looks like the lines have been ripped down.
It's not good. And while I'm up here, we'll also have a look around and see if I can see anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, you see the train wreck ahead of you and the last few cars of another train in front of that train. The bulls are starting to come back, and they seem to be kind of in a panic. You start hearing things. Everybody outside is hearing this. It's like, oh, they're all dead. It looks like they've been ripped apart, like some animals got in there and tore them up. There's arms and feet and hands. It's all over the place. It's, you know, it's, yeah, they seem to be...
Eddie, what have you done?
Eddie's still fast asleep in the back.
Go to the guy in the kitchen and say, you might want to, if you have any brandy, you might want to have some brandy available too. It sounds like the bulls are a little shaken by whatever they saw.
Don't mind if I do. He pulls out a little, little snifter and has a shot of brandy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going
But you are inside, so you're not hearing all this shouting is what I'm getting at. So.
Oh, okay.
Those of you outside are hearing it from all the bulls outside of the train kind of running forward. And then the conductor says, I don't care what's going on. Get that train off the track so we can keep our schedule. Yeah, so
the young and Rimitar are going forward to have a look.
We were going to the front of the train anyway, sure. To see what is there.
All right, so some of the bulls and some of the engineers are jumping out now. They've got crowbars and pry bars and long pieces of wood that they're going to use to lever the cars off the track. And you and Weimatai come around. They're like, sorry, sir, get back into the train. We got some mechanical issues on the track here we're trying to clear.
I'm ignoring them and going around to look at what's going on.
Yeah, they just kind of – actually, their guards, the bulls, they call them railroad bulls, so they they're so shocked at what they saw, they don't even really think to try and stop you. So you walk around them. So the train...
And then I think they should be stopped. Yeah.
So the earlier train that went out, so this was you know, the first-class train, the fast train that went out ahead of you earlier in the day, that's this train. It is...
The one we would have been
on. That you would have been on, right. Most of the cars are derailed. It came to a very fast stop, too fast, and so it derailed a lot of the trains. And again, you can see why is because the tail end of another train before them is still on the track here. Looks like the front end of this train did ram it with enough force to move it along the trail train tracks a little bit further, but it didn't turn it over. And so now that you're walking by, you can see that there, you know, there's all kinds of blood splatter on the inside of the windows. You can see figures like here's a man that's halfway out one of the windows that had shattered, and he's kind of impaled on the glass hanging out of it.
Oh, this is not good.
Okay. And as you're out exploring, give me a notice roll.
It's at the front of this train, I wonder.
Yeah, so you're heading towards the front.
Yeah.
When you give me a notice roll there. One for Weimatai as well. Did very well at a 14.
I don't know what it is.
Weimatai doesn't notice. You hear a gunshot ring out from four further up ahead, and then you hear a woman scream.
Look at Weimatai.
She shrugs.
Wait for her to pull out her axe and sort of head, get over in that direction.
White folks need a killing.
It seemed like it came up from the tail end of the other train in front of the derailed one. It didn't seem like it came from this train. So that's why
so
it was faint.
It came from the front, the first train.
Right, the one in the that's at the very front. And that's why you hear it. Weimatai is a little bit further back, didn't catch it.
I motion for her to come up as quickly as possible. Then we will go up to investigate what is going on.
All right, so you guys head off to the trains ahead of you there. Let's pause here. Let's take a 5. I need to get some more water. My throat's starting to dry out.
Certainly. Right. 5 is good.
Yep. I'm going to stop this recording and start another, and I'll call everybody right back.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at thecompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at the blumagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.